I'm going to pause here for a second. I'm going to ask Chantel to tell us one or two stories. Can you put your hands together for the Springbok trucker? So Chantel is my biervrouw. She's not really my biervrouw, but in Pretoria we were neighbors. And she and my wife were jogging the whole time. And she eventually just decided to come to Cape Town because she likes my wife. And she came to Cape Town.
Sure. That's Ross's version of the story. evening church. I'm so glad I didn't have to change clothes before coming to church. And hashtag I am staying. I just bought a house. Ross asked me to share my testimony, and I made some notes this afternoon, because often when you stand here with a mic, you all of a sudden you forget your story and the crux of the story. When he asked me last week, I realized how easy it is to share this story of like what's recently happened in my life. And towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, I find myself in a really bad space. And I had to dig deep. I sat before God and repented. And I can remember just sitting there saying to him, I'm 14 next year, God. I had different plans for my life. I'm single, no kids. I don't even own a property. These are the things you sort of get ranked by in the world. Married, no kids, no property, no. Goodness me, where's your life going? And it was a sad moment for me, but I had to dig deep. I had to sit and find something. I had to choose to be the victor and not the victim. And I had to look at my life and say, do you know what? My life is good. My life is really good. I get to choose where I spend my money. I get to choose what time I go home at night. I have no marital issues. I sleep when I want to. My kids don't dictate my sleep. I don't have to ask permission to go out. There really are two sides to the story. Being married is very blessed, but being single is also awesome. And I heard a still voice that I've learned to trust over the last few years say, but you're not 40 yet. And then I have a friend who committed suicide a few weeks ago. Once a month, he'd come into my office and say to me, Chantel, have you bought a house yet? And I'd go, no. How are you supposed to buy a house on a single income? And next month, he comes into my office again, and he's like, Chantel, have you bought a house yet? It's like the standard question when he walks in. And I'm like, no, I told you. I can't afford a house of my own. And, so about 2 months ago, I sat Googling properties, and I was like, God, can this work? I wonder if I can actually buy a place on my own. And I sat working out, what it is that I can afford, and I phoned the bank and started looking at places, and I found a place that I really liked. I went to look at it, and I wanted it. And people were like, no, you need to look at 10 places before you buy. It's not just you buy. You must make sure this is the place you want. And I was like, no, if you have other options, you get confused. It's like when you get married, you choose one person. If they give you 10 options, then you're not sure if you made the right choice anymore. So I was happy to... I stuck to my option. I wanted that house. I put in an offer, and we negotiated, and I got what I really wanted. Nobody knows, but I'd made a note, and between me and God, I paid what I wanted to pay. And I sat with God, and it was a case of I had to give all my life savings for a deposit. And that's really hard for me, because most months when you don't have your money's finished, you can always dig into your savings a bit and just get through the month. But now if you're going to give up all your savings, then there's no more money come month end. And it is a big trust thing for me to say, God, I'm going to do this because I really do believe this is what you want for me. I'm going to give everything I've got. And we worked out together, and I sat, and it was really prayerfully. So I don't want to say this just happened by fluke. It was prayerfully that I sat and worked out my budget with God. And I said, okay, that's the maximum that I can pay every month for an installment. If it works out like that, I'll take it. And the next morning I woke up, and I was like, no, I won't do nails so much, less hair, less wine, and all of that. And the next morning I was like, no, I can't not do nails, and I can't... And so I put the money like back in and I said, okay, so that's how much I'll really be comfortable with because it's a long time to pay off a house. And yeah, so the bank phoned with my installment amount and it was 400 Rand too much. It was 400 Rand out. And I was like, you're not going to buy a house for 400 Rand. And then I got this idea that I'm going to phone my insurance and ask them to requote me. And they came back and said, no, they can like beat the current price that I'm paying with 395 Rand. So that was my installment sorted. Yeah, and so I can tell you many more little incidents that the flat that I looked at, there was a couch inside of it that I just fell in love with. I feel like I bought the house for the couch. And I asked the people, where did they buy that couch? And they said, no, like 3 years ago, they bought it at House and Home. So when I left there, I drove to House and Home. And I was like, I knew what is the chance after 3 years, they're still going to have it. And they had it. And it was on sale just that weekend. It was like less 15%. And I was like, every single step of the way, like God has been with me. There have been friends, yeah, that have helped me. There's an attorney in church that has like helped me. I put my mind at ease about so many things. There are people that have like given up their weekends to pack boxes with me. A friend who's an electrician who like went with me and checked the house out and did everything. And I really just want to give glory to God. Because he's the one who knows your life. He's the one who has plans for you. And not to give up. There's so many, I'm not 40 yet. Who knows? I can still, maybe I meet my husband in the complex that I'm moving into. But I really want to say this has been just from laying your life down at a place before God and saying, like, I had plans, but you had other plans. That now I'm at a place where, like, the best is yet to come. Like, I know that he's in it with me. He's for me. He's not against me. And every single step of the way. I mean, I can really mention 10 more examples just in this whole process. And I'm not even in the flat yet of his goodness. So tonight, I just want to honor him in front of everyone and say he's good and he knows he has plans for you, good plans for you. Hang in there and don't give up. His timing is not our timing. Amen.